For our assignment this week, Brother Chris told us to tell about a time throughout the week when we held our tongue. And this week I lent something of mine to one of my sisters, and here that night it ended up being left out. And I felt like going and making her put it away, but instead I decided just to put it away myself, because I know that she didn't mean to let it out. She probably got a cold or something. And one thing I can do in the future to keep doing that is just to think about how it'd be for her, instead of, you know, going and telling her to fix it. Just, she probably was busy and didn't have time to put it back.
I don't really remember any situations this week when it was a real challenge to control my tongue, but it was more every day just not getting careless with when I throw something into a conversation or saying something that I later wish I hadn't said. I got a verse that kind of goes along with that in James chapter 1, verse 19 through 20. "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God." And that's something I can do in the future, just always approach situations calmly and just be more of a listener than a speaker.
I've always had a bit of a tongue problem, like to jump into conversations that other people are having that I feel like I have something I want to say about. But this week I tried to, there were a couple times when like someone was talking or someone said something and felt like correcting them or something, and I thought, well, it doesn't really matter. They can just, it's none of my business anyway, and just hold my peace.
From day to day, I think when you're working in a shop that, you know, is a dad with a number of brothers, you know, I think there's lots of opportunities every day to hold your tongue, and I think, you know, it's good for me anyway, like when I see there's, you know, something building up or something, you don't gotta fuel it or anything like that, you know, just learn to hold your tongue. And also, you know, if you disagree with someone, you don't always have to keep pressing it into them. You can just, you know, let it work itself out. So
we were working shift this morning, and a couple times I wanted to get kind of frustrated because somebody didn't do something quite right, but I try to just hold my tongue and forget about it. And something I can do in the future to hold my tongue is to just think twice before I speak.
I went through last week just trying to keep from just kind of hold my tongue whenever my older brothers say something that I don't really like or whatever. And through the week, sometimes I think what makes you really have to control your tongue is frustration and just really needing just to rest and just let them talk and just listen. And that's one thing that can help you in the future.
I didn't feel like cleaning up the kitchen floor, but I did it. But I did anyway. I held my tongue to help me not to complain I can practice faithfulness. First Peter 3:10. For the one who desires life to love and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. I noticed that when someone wanted to argue with me, I would argue back. That is something I need to work on.